T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To the Munganess St. Louis Honda Sports Open Line on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
And a very pleasant good evening. Joe Pott with you from the Missouri Athletic Club. We're live at the 50th Jack Buck Awards. It is going to be a tremendous night here at the Missouri Athletic Club. And right off the top, we're going to bring our first guest on here. And it is Kurt Hunziker. Did I say that right?
You did.
Okay. Kurt is the president of the St. Louis Battlehawks, the first born and raised, born and bred? How are we saying this?
Born and raised.
Born and raised, yes. St. Louis football team. And I'm excited. I know the everybody that I've talked to and come in contact with has been excited about the fact that this is going to be truly a St. Louis team that is going to get started playing here in just a couple of months at the Dome.
Yes. First of all, thank you for having me. Greatly appreciate it. Beautiful venue.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be a fun night tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
And I can honestly say I have never felt so much St. Louis pride as, you know, we, for the last few months during the high school football season, we went to 51 high school football games to go talk to fans. And we've been hosting happy hours. And the fan base here in St. Louis, I mean, everybody knows it's such a great sports town, but what people don't know is what a phenomenal football town St. Louis is. And I'm really looking forward for the fans to get to the Dome on February 23rd for our home opener.
And this is a huge week. Just this week, you've unveiled the uniforms, the helmets.
Mm-hmm.
I have to imagine things are – they feel like they're starting to get real.
Well, what's fun is – now you have players in those helmets and uniforms, too. So minicamp started yesterday. So 70 players are in camp. We're training at Lou Fuse Athletic Training Center in Earth City. So we've taken that over. And, yes, it is very real. And the countdown to February is definitely on.
Best way for someone to look into tickets or group outings or any of that stuff that's available right now?
Go to the Battlehawks website. XFLBattlehawks.com. You know, follow us on all the social media channels. They're all the same at XFL Battlehawks. And yeah, get connected with us, engage with us. I mean, we ask a lot of questions, not just at community events that we go to, but through social media, because this is, as you mentioned at the top, this is St. Louis's team. I mean, we're born and raised in St. Louis. That was our brand before the Battlehawks name was released in August. And that was 100% intentional, because the previous two iterations of pro football came from somewhere else. And we know that the power of what that means in St. Louis, we don't take it lightly. And that's why, while it's very easy to say we're St. Louis born and raised, we wanted to prove it. And that's why we launched the high school football campaign. That's why we host happy hours every Monday night all around the area. And that's why yesterday we launched our new program, Red Carpet, where we're going to schools, businesses, community centers, and we're literally rolling out a red carpet and getting people excited about the Battlehawks' first home game in February.
Kurt Hunziker with us, the president of the St. Louis Battlehawks. We're at the Missouri Athletic Club, Joe Pott on Sports Open Line. And, Kurt, one of the things, and when I've heard you talk and I've heard some of the things that you've talked about that are coming up, is that this is truly a blank canvas. And you're not restrained with what has, A, been done before, or what you can do or what you should do. And I think that's really exciting, not just for you, but for fans that are going to be part of this and are going to experience this.
And because of that, you're 100% correct. And because of that, we ask the fans, what do you want the Dome experience to be like? The football operations side, they spent 2.5-3 years, you know, talking to fans, testing, retesting, focus groups, more testing. Fans have been front and center. I mean, we have said since day one we're a fan-first league. And so a lot of the things that, you know, St. Louis will be able to see when the Battlehawks start play at the Dome in February are all based on suggestions from the fans. We are co-authoring this with the St. Louis community, whether you're from the Metro East in Illinois or you're from Lincoln County. Everybody has a say in this, and that's what's been the most fun, honestly, for me. Being in the office is great, and we have an awesome staff. Being out with the fan base of St. Louis is infinitely better, and it's been great having that interaction.
And I think truly and you mentioned it, that I think that fans see that. They appreciate that. It's not, you know, it's not just lip service. Mm-hmm. It is that you're there. I mean, I have a freshman daughter in high school who told me, hey, that I think her words were, that new football team was out at our football game this week. I mean, and that's, you know, this is somebody, she's far from a football fan, but that presence, and she recognized that, and I think that's awesome.
I was at Lindbergh High School.
That's my high school. That's her high school.
That was me.
That's awesome.
So people are like, oh, man, you guys are really doing this.
Yes.
And like, oh, who are you? I'm just like, oh, Kurt, I'm the president and also the intern. And just people just started laughing. But then they just start diving into, man, I really love football. I want to love you. I'm like, well, you should, because you're building this. It's not just me. It's not just the Battlehawk staff. I mean, this is the community's team. And it's really, really resonated. I mean, ticket sales are going very well. Merchandise sales is going exceptionally well. There's just such a fandom. And again, what the Blues did, it's a prelude to our launch of dispelling whatever false narrative that might have been out there of St. Louis not being a great sports town. St. Louis is an awesome sports town. St. Louis is an unbelievable football town. And, you know, that first game is really turning into like a statement game, as fans have been telling us, like, oh, we're going to come out, we're going to rock that place. And so now it's up to us to really make sure that we deliver on an experience that matches their enthusiasm level. And then Coach Hayes and his staff are getting the guys ready to put on a great, fast-paced, high-octane product on the field.
That is fantastic. Kurt Hunsinger, the president of the St. Louis Battlehawks, the newest entry, one of the new entries in the XFL. Really appreciate you taking some time. Enjoy this night as we celebrate St. Louis sports.
Thank you, Joe.
Glad to have you guys be a part of it.
I appreciate it.
Can't wait. That's Kurt Hunsinger with us here. Our first segment in the books here from the Missouri Athletic Club. We have got a ton coming up here from downtown St. Louis. John Mozeliak scheduled to be with us. We'll hear later from John Kelly, Craig Berube, Bill McDermott. We've got some of the award winners. It is going to be a great night, and we invite you to stay tuned right here on the Monday St. Louis Honda Sports Open Line on KMOX.
News Radio 1120, KMOX, the voice of the Cardinals.
It is the voice of the Cardinals. It is the Munganest St. Louis Honda Sports Open Line, and we're live from the 50th Jack Buck Awards here at the Missouri Athletic Club, and it's going to be a fantastic night. The list, if you look at the list of the folks that have been honored here previously, and with the Personality of the Year Award, the Legends Award they're going to hand out tonight, they're going to hand out the Jack Buck Award, of course, all of these, they are monster lists of who's who in St. Louis. The first Sports Personality of the Year was Bob Gibson. It was Miles Michaelis last year. Everybody in between that you can imagine. Vladimir Tarasenko, Yadier Molina, Kurt Warner's on the list, Al McKinnis, Mark McGuire, Dick Vermeil, Willie McGee, Al Onofrio, the former Mizzou head coach, Ted Simmons. It is a fantastic list. It continues here tonight. We're going to hear from some of the presenters. We're going to hear from some of the award winners as we go along. And, of course, you can hear the ceremony. It's going to get underway live right here on KMOX. It's been live since its inception here on KMOX. We're happy to bring it to you again this year. And it's going to be live tonight beginning at 8 o'clock. Tom Ackerman, of course, the sports director here, is going to be the MC. He's going to join us here shortly here at the table. We're set up just to the right of the... Well, if you're looking at the stage, just to the right of the stage, and Tom Ackerman is making his way over, and boy, he's bringing guests already. Tom delivers, and we're going to have another guest here in a few minutes as we have a chance to visit now with the general manager of the St. Louis Blues, the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues, Doug Armstrong. Doug, Joel Pott, nice to see you, nice to meet you, and what a fantastic night this is here in St. Louis.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on, and it is a great night. It's always great to recognize local sports personalities and people that are all what's right about sport.
You're going to hand out an award tonight to someone I think that St. Louis is certainly familiar with, and that's your head coach, Craig Berube.
Yeah, Craig obviously came on last year midway through the season and took us to the championship, and very deserving of this award, and what he's been able to accomplish this year under difficult terms with our team, it's been he hasn't seemed to miss a step yet.
I actually talked to John Kelly, the TV voice of the Blues, obviously. We talked to him earlier. We're going to hear from him a little bit later. But one of the things I talked to him about is that, you know, you see a bounce from a team when you make a coaching change, but you don't see a team go from last to winning the Stanley Cup. That's, if not unique, that's rare. And it's not always the fact that a head coach makes that big of a difference, that much of an impact. What made that the case with Craig Berube?
Well, I think there's a few things. We didn't get that initial bounce when Craig took over.
Mm-hmm. That's actually,
you know, but we started to play better hockey. I think ultimately, and Craig will be the first to attest it, goes down to the players. I thought we had as an organization, we believed in the players, but we weren't getting the job done on the ice. I think Craig came in and installed a few different tactical things that helped us. And then sort of the cream rises to the top as the season went along. You know, Ryan O'Reilly had a great year from start to finish, but other players started to pick their game up early January. Obviously, adding Jordan Binnington to that group was sort of the spark that allows us to take off. And quite honestly, Jordan hasn't looked back, and we haven't either since that point. And I just think Craig's personality and the way that he describes the players, what he expects and what he wants, is very simplistic in a complicated world, and I think they appreciate that.
Have you been surprised that there has not been more of a hangover, if you will, for lack of a better term, that there has not been that kind of lull or the slow start?
Well, I felt that October we would, my experiences of talking to people and being through it in Dallas 20 years ago is that you play on emotion in October, mm-hmm. and then November it becomes back to the grind. It was our misfortune to get to November with a lot of injuries, which I think really put a focus on the players that were healthy, that they had to stay intact and in tune with what was going on. I think if we had been 100% healthy, complacency could set in, but we had no opportunity for complacency because we were introducing 4, 5, 6 new players as the season was going on and needing them to participate and help us out. So
off your best November in club in franchise history.
Yeah, and they've done a heck of a job, that group. We're getting certainly contributions from a lot of different guys, but our best players are our best players most nights, and that's what's needed.
So as we're talking here, the Cardinals president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak, gives you a little tap on the arm. Tell me about the relationship that your organization has with the St. Louis Cardinals, and one that, as I understand it, is somewhat unique in this city.
Yeah, well, I'll start with my relationship with John. Mm-hmm. I've gotten to know him over the last number of years and really respect the way that he runs his part of the business. The Cardinals have a great depth of character on their staff, coaching staff, playing staff. They have characteristics and qualities that they are inherent in all of their players, and I think that's something that we've learned from and try and breed as part of our group too. You know, our community expects certain things from our athletes, and the Cardinals players bring that, and we're hoping that our fans and the people in Missouri believe that the Blues bring that also. And as far as the ownership groups, there's a great synergy between the Blues ownership group and the Cardinals ownership group. Understanding what we went through as a community with the Rams leaving, that sport isn't it's not a God-given right. You don't get to, it doesn't stay unless you work at it. And I know that no one works harder than the Cardinals. And under Mr. Stillman's leadership with the local ownership group, we've tried to follow that lead and become a pillar in our community, not only on the ice, but off the ice and connecting with our fan base. And a lot of that has to do with just following the Cardinals' lead.
This kind of night sort of illustrates that, doesn't it? With the depth of personalities and programs and people that are going to be honored and that are going to be up on this stage and in this room tonight.
It does. You know, coming here 12 years ago and seeing what sport means to this city, and as I said, going through a very difficult time with the football team, but then seeing how they embrace the hockey team and continue to embrace the baseball team, seeing the people that come in and just support it on an event like this is just fantastic.
Doug Armstrong, this is a great time for somebody to catch some hockey. 5 of the next 6 games at home at Enterprise Center start Saturday night with a 6:00 puck drop against Toronto.
Yeah, that should be a great game. And, you know, the Leafs are coming off. They had their coaching change. It was interesting. They did it the same day that we made our change.
And was it November 12th? Is that was a that
Yeah.
I think I remember something, too, that was that's historically a bad day in the NHL, right?
Or a good day, well, depending how you look
right.
at it.
You're right. I'm sorry. That's exactly right.
The king is dead long live the king, as they say. But, no, so the Leafs will be coming in, and we want to play well in front of our fan base. It's going to be – they're a very entertaining team. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of offensive players, and we're going to have to control that and find a way to beat them. We played them very good earlier in the season, and, you know, the fan base has been spectacular. We play in front of a sold-out crowd every night now, and it's been like that for a while. So if you can find a ticket, get one, because they're hard to come by, and come on down and enjoy a great evening.
And if I'm Toronto, I'm not looking forward to facing a Blues team that dropped a road game last night. This is a team that's ready to get right back on the horse.
That's been one of the traits since Craig's taken over, is our ability to put good games behind us as well as bad games behind us and focus in. And Jordan Binnington doesn't like to lose 2 in a row very often. And so he'll get the opportunity to get back in there. I shouldn't speak for Craig, but I assume he'll get back in there. And it's going to be a great evening. And as a Canadian, I know we have a lot of Canadian players on our team. Anytime you can play on Hockey Night in Canada, and that's the national game, the guys will be revved up for that one.
And you make an interesting point, because it's not just about putting those losses behind you, but you got to put those wins behind you, because you can't get too high. You've got to be able to compartmentalize that and move on, right?
You have to be able to stay grounded, and I think that that was one of the strengths of our group last year, knowing that we had to stay in the moment because we needed every point to secure a playoff spot, and I thought the guys did a great job, and that really bled into the postseason when we had some adversity. We were able to park it very quickly and move forward, and also when we had some success, we were able to park it and move forward too, which is a characteristic that I think is part of a veteran team, and we do have a veteran team, but it's a part of a winning team.
Well, Doug Armstrong, certainly for my family and for all the families out there that had such a crazy late spring and summer, we certainly appreciate it. Congratulations to you. This is a great night, and it's going to be fun to see you present the Sports Personality of the Year Award to your head coach, Craig Berube.
I'm really looking forward to it. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it very much. That's Doug Armstrong with us here from the Missouri Athletic Club. We have got plenty more to come. It's the 50th Jack Buck Awards, and we're coming back here on Sports Open Line on Camo X.
We are the voice of Cardinal Nation, America's sports voice, KMOX.
And we're back here at the 50th Jack Buck Awards. We're at the Missouri Athletic Club. Joe Pott Sports Open Line rolls on here on KMOX, and the guests continue to roll in as well. My pleasure now to be joined here at the next microphone with the Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak. And John, just talked to Doug Armstrong, had a couple of guests earlier, but what a night and what a testament it is to the depth of, you know, the sports culture in this city. Just thinking about who's going to be on that stage and in this room, it's pretty cool.
No, it's really cool. And, you know, tonight being the 50th anniversary of this dinner just shows you, A, the longevity of it, and, B, the importance of sport to the city and the region of St. Louis. And I think when you do what I do and you get to work in baseball for a city that actually devours it, loves it, wants to see success, it's special. And I always joke with a lot of my peers that they always think of St. Louis as this sort of sleepy little Midwest town that there really are no demands. Well, candidly, there are a lot of demands.
Yeah, right.
And expectations are high, but they're high because they care. And so a night like tonight simply just captures our fan base.
You're going to be part of this group as well. Congratulations to you. Tom Ackerman will be presenting that award to you. We try to have Tom over here. You'd think we'd be able to get our sports director here on the air, but as of yet, we haven't got him on the air.
I can make that happen.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, how much does that mean to you to be part of this and to be one of the honorees and one of the awardees tonight?
Well, it's special. I was sharing with some people earlier that I've been to this dinner quite a bit, but have never actually received an award. I've presented many of times, but to be on the other side is something that is special. But I think even more to the point of being honored tonight, being honored by an award that's named after Mr. Musial, I think is something that's very special to me. And getting to know him in the latter stages of his life and really what he meant to the city of St. Louis and to the actual St. Louis Cardinals baseball organization is something that really is somewhat iconic. And you think about his length of time in the Cardinal organization and what he meant to not only that team or the organization and the city is just something that's very unique.
So I asked this question to Doug Armstrong as well, and just to kind of stick with what we've talked about in the depth of the personality and the sports culture in this city, but there is a relationship that exists between your organization, the Blues organization. Obviously, they're heavily represented tonight, and Craig Berube will be getting an award as well. But that synergy between the two organizations is, if not unique, it's rare in sports cities.
Well, I think a lot of times when you think about the sort of the entertainment dollar, you know, most teams are fighting each other for mm-hmm. them. The unique perspective between the St. Louis Blues and the St. Louis Cardinals are we really don't overlap.
Mm-hmm.
And so allowing that partnership to grow and having a very feel-good state, I think benefits everybody. And it's just nice to see. And clearly when the NFL left the city of St. Louis, there was a major void. And tonight we get to honor some people that are going to help fill that void. And I think that's something that's very special and makes the city of St. Louis that important. But, you know, clearly the relationship we have with the Blues is special, and I think everybody involved in it recognizes that and realizes the importance of it.
John Mozeliak, the Cardinals president of baseball operations, joining us here on Sports Open Line. We're at the Missouri Athletic Club. It is the 50th Jack Buck Sports Award. We got to talk a little baseball while we have you here, and the winter meetings are fast approaching, and you know, in my short time here and talking to you, I know a couple things, and one of them is maybe not necessarily specific players, but are you going in with maybe a list or some wishes, maybe a wish list?
So the way we're approaching these meetings is, A, to remain open-minded, B, to understand that maybe some of the things that we've been talking about or chasing to date might not come to fruition, mm-hmm. and remain nimble or flexible, because there's lots of opportunities that are going to present themselves, and we just need to be prepared to deal with them. You know, a lot of people ask me, like, what do I think about the club, or where do I think the team is? And, you know, I think we have a good team. We actually did really well, and from an offensive standpoint, we underperformed. And so if we can find a way to just improve upon that, I think the product itself will be very exciting to watch. And that is something that we're, you know, we're focused on and we're aware of. But ultimately, as we look at these next couple weeks, and I don't want people to think that's the end game.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the finish line. As you know, you can always add talent 12 months a year, and the month of January can always be exciting in our business world.
You've made plenty of news and had plenty of news coming out over the last couple of weeks. You've got some baseball operations staff that you've made some promotions. Work is continuing at Ballpark Village. You've got your minor league pitcher and player of the year announced today. So off-season, that's maybe not the term you would use, right?
I don't think we get one.
Right, exactly.
You know, we were upstairs at that cocktail party earlier, and someone was asking me, like, what is your off-season? And I try to always tell people, I try to take a break between Christmas and New Year's,
mm-hmm.
and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that may or may not happen this year because of how the off-season is unfolding. So, you know, my hope is we can take a little bit of a deep breath during the holiday season, but ultimately there's always something going on, and baseball is a 12-month-a-year industry.
Well, what a great night we are in for tonight. I certainly appreciate you, Mo, taking some time sitting down and chatting with us. This is my first time being at the Jack Buck Awards, and I'm just excited to be here and be a part of this, and certainly congratulations to you again for the Stan Musial Award.
Well, thank you. Enjoy your evening.
I will do that. You do the same. That is John Mozeliak with us, the Cardinals President of Baseball Operations. We're still efforting the sports director here at KMOX, Tom Ackerman, see if we can get him to sit down for just a minute or two. He is going to be busy here coming up, of course, as he is the MC of tonight's dinner. We've got plenty to come in the 7 o'clock hour as well. We'll hear from John Kelly. We're going to hear from Craig Berube, who is the Sports Personality of the Year. We'll hear from Bill McDermott. He is going to present the Jack Buck Award, which is going to go to the group from MLS for the Lou, Carolyn Kendall Betts, Jim Cavanaugh, and that group will be receiving that award later on. So Bill McDermott will be presenting that. We're going to hear from Dan Rolfes. Dan is the head basketball coach at Incarnate Word. And the head coach of another one of our honorees, Nafisa Collier. She is the WNBA Rookie of the Year, and she is being awarded the Carl O'Bauer Award for receiving the Rookie of the Year Award and for her play in the WNBA. So we heard from him as well. He is fantastic, by the way. And also, forget the fact he's presenting tonight. He's a Missouri Sports Hall of Famer himself, and he's won 8 state titles at Incarnate Word Academy. So this is a quite the accomplished sportsman himself. But he'll join us in the 7 o'clock hour. And so all of that is still to come here from the Missouri Athletic Club. And then, as I mentioned, the dinner is going to be live right here on KMOX. That starts at 8 o'clock. Tom Ackerman will emcee that, and so we're happy to bring that to you as we have here on KMOX each and every year since the inception, which was 1970. It was the first dinner, which at the time I think was just called the Sports Personality of the Year dinner. Of course, they changed the name to the Jack Buck Awards. I think that was in 2002, just following the passing, certainly, of Jack Buck. And I know that part of the plan tonight is we're going to hear a little bit from Jack Buck, and certainly all of us who sit behind the KMOX microphones were inspired in some way by Jack Buck. Certainly Tom Ackerman was our sports director, and he has talked about that many times, but they'll honor him and his legacy and his memory as well. So we're excited to bring that all to you tonight. The room's starting to fill up here at the Missouri Athletic Club, so this is going to be a heck of a night. There is plenty to come here from the MAC, and again, we'll hopefully be visiting with Tom Ackerman. I don't know if Mike Anderson's my man behind the board over here helping us out. He's got this entire setup. It's a beautiful setup in the room as well, and he, I believe, was maybe reaching out to Tom Ackerman. So we'll see if we can get him, but if not, we'll certainly go on, and no big deal if we don't. I will say Tom helped us get our guest tonight, though, already. Kurt Hunziker from the St. Louis Battlehawks, Doug Armstrong, the general manager of the St. Louis Blues, and John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations for the Cardinals, already joining us here on Sports Open Line. So we appreciate Tom's help, and I know he's busy. He's getting set to host this, so he has some other obligations. So if he can make it over here in the next couple of minutes, we'll certainly bring that to you. And if not, as I said, we will go on, and it will be just great, and you certainly will hear from him because he'll be hosting the entire thing beginning at 8 o'clock. We'll take a short break here, and we'll come back. We'll kind of wrap things up here for the 6 o'clock hour. We'll get you set for the 7 o'clock hour, and then the awards, of course, get underway at 8 o'clock. So we'll take a short break here from the Missouri Athletic Club. It's the Jack Buck Sports Awards here, the 50th annual Jack Buck Awards. I'm Joe Pott with you here from the Missouri Athletic Club. We'll take a break on Sports Open Line. The Munganass St. Louis Honda Sports Open Line continues after this.
Welcome back to the Munganass St. Louis Honda Sports Open Line. Munganass St. Louis Honda on South Lindbergh. On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
And we are back on the Munganass St. Louis Honda Sports Open Line. Joe Pott with you from the Missouri Athletic Club. It's the 50th annual Jack Buck Sports Award here at the Missouri Athletic Club. Mike Anderson is right beside us here running the board. And we're happy to have you along here tonight. We've had some great guests already. We've already visited with Doug Armstrong, the general manager of the Blues, John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations for the Cardinals, Kurt Hunziker, who is the president of the St. Louis Battlehawks. They get underway beginning in February. They are already starting minicamp, just started minicamp. They've unveiled, obviously, their new uniforms, and they are getting ready to hit the field. And I really like the approach that Kurt and that organization is bringing to the field, if you will. Told us a lot about how much they have been out and in the community and at high school football games and at other events and literally asking fans what they expect, what they want to see out of this St. Louis Battlehawks experience. He even said he was chatting with some folks about the price of beer at the Dome. So when you get down there in February and when that season gets underway, it is going to be all about St. Louis's born and bred team because that is truly what they are and that is truly what they are going to be. Man, the guests just continue to flow in. Well, we'll save him because you're going to hear from Mr. Soccer coming up here in the next hour. I've already chatted with Bill McDermott today, but you're going to hear that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. He's going to present the Jack Buck Award to the MLS for the Lou Group. Carolyn Kendall Betts, Jim Cavanaugh, that entire group that is responsible for bringing the Major League Soccer franchise to St. Louis. As we mentioned, this is a night deep with personalities, with franchises. The representatives are here from any and every corner of the sporting world. We saw our friends from the Missouri Valley Conference here as well. Jack Watkins, Doug Elgin, all here as well. Plenty of other folks from the Missouri Valley. We've seen folks from the Blues, from the Cardinals, obviously, as we mentioned, from the Battle Hawks. We're even honoring a couple of high school students here later tonight as they honor a couple of high school swimmers with the Ernie Vornbrock Award. And Jack Dotson of Rockwood and Ellie Weirman of Incarnate Word and the Flyers Aquatic Swim Club. Jack Dolan is at Rockwood Swim Club in Eureka High School. So they'll be honored here tonight, and that's another tradition that continues here at the Jack Buck Awards. As I mentioned, the list of the folks being honored tonight is big. The list of folks that have been honored in the past is great. The only thing better than the lists and then the names on that list are maybe some of the pictures that we're seeing here as they show some of the older pictures of some of the award winners. For example, how about a 1990 Brett Hall? And he shared that award with Hale Irwin, and it's quite the picture up there. Jimmy Connors in 1991. Tonight, the Legends Award is going to go to Bobby Plager. That's going to be presented by John Kelly, of course, the voice of the Blues on Fox Sports Midwest. And John will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. In fact, right off the bat in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll hear from John Kelly, talk to him about making that presentation and what Bob Plager, honestly, what he means to the city of St. Louis, what the city means to Bob Plager, and what this run to the Stanley Cup meant to Bob Plager. And John Kelly has been a part of this franchise, obviously, you think all the way back to when he was tagging along with Dad back in the 70s. So he can really speak to what that meant to Bob Plager, and I think that all of us can kind of relate to Bob Plager and the way he feels and the way he watches a game or doesn't, can't watch a game, pacing in the suites and having to wait for the crowd to tell him what's happening in the game because he's so nervous to watch it. But he's going to get the award tonight. And as I said, John Kelly will join us. We'll talk a little hockey with John Kelly as well about the current rendition of the Blues, as we did with Doug Armstrong, and talk to him about the way this team is on a roll right now. They lost last night 3-0 in Pittsburgh. And, man, just listening to Craig Berube, Bennington, Shen after the game, and you would have thought they were eliminated from the playoffs because that, and that's not to say that they're taking it too seriously, but that's the expectation this team has right now. They're working on an 11-game point streak on the road. And so the expectation is you go out and you win the games. And so even just a 3-0 loss in Pittsburgh where they weren't particularly happy with their performance, you could tell in the locker room. That's what I was, when I was talking to Doug Armstrong, he's talking about, boy, I would hate to be Toronto coming in here on Saturday night and a national TV audience in Canada, by the way. It's the Hockey Night in Canada broadcast. And you would hate to be Toronto coming in here to face a Blues team that, quite frankly, is a little bit ticked off about their performance Wednesday night in Pittsburgh. And so they're probably going to want to take that out on somebody. And guess who's right in front of you? It's the Toronto Maple Leafs. So that is tomorrow night. 5 of the next 6 games at Enterprise Center for the St. Louis Blues. So it's a good stretch of time. And as Doug Armstrong said, if you can get a ticket, you better get it, because they have been playing in front of some full houses there at Enterprise Center. The crowds have been fantastic. And so you want to get out, and this is a great time to do it as we come down the stretch here in the calendar year and you get set for all of the fun and the obligations we have around the holidays. It might be fun to kind of gather and gather a group and get out to a Blues game. So 5 of the next 6 there at Enterprise Center. Of course, you've got Mizzou still looking for a head football coach after relieving Barry Odom of his duties, and talking with Mark Reardon this afternoon on the afternoon show about some of the things that have come out here recently and what Gabe DeArmond is reporting for PowerMizzou.com, that really that relationship just had kind of soured a little bit between Barry Odom and Jim Sturt, the athletic director. And look, you have to understand, when you're brought in under a different athletic director when the leadership changes, and that's true in any industry, but when the boss changes, you're at their will. And it didn't help, certainly, that as is being reported now, maybe that relationship wasn't great, quite honestly, between Barry Odom and Jim Sterk. And so now that is the reality is that Mizzou is looking for a new head football coach. There's been some names floated out around there. You know, Mike Leach was tossed out there. He was extended earlier today or yesterday here recently. So that's not going to happen anymore. But it's going to be fun to watch here over the next few days, weeks, probably not months. I think probably it'll be days or weeks. You know, Jim Sterk has said he wants to move quickly and make that change. And so we'll certainly keep you updated on that as we have it as well. We're going to get set here shortly to take another break. We'll get you set for the 7 o'clock hour here from the Missouri Athletic Club. I think that horn means it's about ready to get going here for real. But in the 7 o'clock hour, John Kelly, Craig Berube, Bill McDermott, Dan Rolfes of Incarnate Word High School, all coming up here as Munganass St. Louis Honda Sports Open Line continues. It's the 50th annual Jack Buck Awards here from the Missouri Athletic Club. We've got plenty to come, and the award show gets underway at 8 o'clock. Stay with us here on Camo X. I'm Joe Pott.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.